when this is shown, hopefully the virus be long past and.
Yeah, yeah, well, and even so, you know, I have it. I'm not so squeamish.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna keep mine on and.
Okay, well, you should, I think.
To protect you, not.
Well, and, you know, if you want me to, I'll just keep it on. Can you hear me?
Everything's perfect, yeah.
Everything is perfect, he says.
I've got a list of questions that I sent, so I'm gonna be asking questions now. Holding the yearbook is okay or not?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, start anytime?
Whenever you're ready.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
If you would, for the record, just give your name and.
I'm Joan Quarles Bryce. I was Joan Quarles at school. Yeah.
And you entered Louisa County High School in what year?
I entered Louisa County High School September, I believe, 1965, whatever that school year started, 1965. And it was the first year that Louisa County had volunteer integration, and my mother decided that my younger brother and I were going, and she told us the day before school started, oh, in the morning you're going to catch Pete's bus. And I was like, why? She says, because you're going over to Louisa County High. And I went, what? I don't want to do that. You're going, and I want no trouble. I don't care what you get called. That's what she says.
And why do you think she wanted you to go there?
Well, it was no secret that the books and things we got at A.G. Richard, well, in black schools were always second or third hand. And she said that, I want you to get the best education because I want you to go on to school. And I really have to give my mother a lot of credit, and my dad, because neither of them were that educated. My dad had to drop out of school early to take care of his sisters and brothers when both of his parents died. So my mother had a huge respect for education. And she also knew that getting secondhand anything wasn't preparing us. So she wanted us, like I said, she wanted my younger brother and I to go to the white school.
So do you feel you had a choice about it when your mom put
Not in my house. It's different than it is now. My mother says you're going, and that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was there anyone else other than your mother that may have had some influence on you going?
Hearing that you're going the next morning, no. My dad supported my mother.
Okay.
And there was no choice. And she said, you make the best of it. So I went by that. You know, my mother is the strongest influence probably in my life up until that point, yeah.
Now, were either of your parents active in any organization in the county, the PTA, NAACP, or any
They had been before Louisa County High, but you have to understand, we're talking about different times. My parents had four children. I had a brother going off to college that fall. They had, like I said, they had four children. My dad and my mom worked all the time. Back then, it was such a thing as latchkey kids. Now, when I got off the school bus, my mother was home. But my mother was self-employed. She was a hairdresser. And her business started when I got home because teachers and people who would leave work came to our house to get their hair done. So both parents worked. My dad was constantly, you know, my dad worked in a sawmill. He was a truck driver, and he hauled pulpwood. In terms of participating in, you know, they came to the school for Parents' Day, and I think they went to a couple of PTA meetings, but they worked. There were 4 mouths of children to feed. I just remember them working all the time. And I will tell you, my mother tried to work until she was 91. She's 94 now.
That's amazing.
And that's all they knew. My dad, even though he was retired, my dad would take people to the VA take people to UVA Hospital, or he would take food to hungry people in the community. Both of my parents spent a lifetime of working, doing what I think caring for their community. So I know the question had to do with PTA. My mother went more than my dad. My dad was, like I said, my dad worked. Mm-hmm. Both of them did.
Thinking back to that fall day in 1965, after your mom told you were going, so what were you expecting school to be like? Now, you were leaving A.G. Richardson, so you had already had a little experience with
high school. Yeah, yeah. I was leaving my friends and what I knew, and so I was expecting pretty much the same teaching. You know, at A.G. Richardson, the teachers were not only teachers, but they also were kind of like parents. So if you stepped out of line, they would tell you you stepped out of line. At Louisa County High, teachers taught. And you didn't have, for me, I didn't have to worry about them coming to my mom to get the hair done, so they would say if you did something. Not that we did anything, but like I said, the biggest influence in my life were my parents. And my parents' rules were to do what you're told, do your best, get in no trouble, and do your chores. And that's pretty much what I did. I remember, I want to give a shout out to Pete Melton, who is deceased, long deceased. Pete was my bus driver. And he was also the local store owner. If you need milk or cereal, bread, you went there. And he was less than a mile from my house. And what I remembered was, I was a little bit, there were trepidation that I had to go to the white school. And I remember thinking that night, oh my God, what's going to happen? What's going to go on? And you have to understand, in 1965, you were watching Walter Cronkite with riots and black people being hosed, and because we just wanted the same rights everybody else had. And so they had, I had a little bit of that in the back of my mind. My father certainly did. My father agreed with my mother, but I don't think he was right on the same determination as my mother. And Pete drove to my parents' house that night, and they said, and he said to them, he said, Clyde, Edeline, your children don't have to worry as long as they're on my bus. Now, after that, I can't tell you, but when they're on my bus, they will be taken care of. That you can depend on. And we never had. Now, we got call names, and you know which name. Mm-hmm. I don't remember getting called that much in school. There was one girl that I remember who was very anti-black. And there were a few others, but this one was more so than others that I remember her. I remember her name. I remember her nickname. We played basketball together. And on the bus, there was another family that was kind of more irritating. And I decided then, I thought, my mother doesn't want us in trouble. And I remember praying to God, why are we so taunted? And why do these people think that we're different? And one day on the bus, on Pete's bus, we started having some words, and it was implied that we were less than. At this time, this was maybe the second or third year, so there were more black students on the bus. And this one really racist girl said something about, maybe her brother said something about the N-word. And we responded. And she said something about being less, and my cousin, Chris said, apparently you haven't taken biology, or made up of the same thing. And she said, well, at least it's a cleaner color. And to that, Chris said, but you still stink the same. And the conversation ended. Pete had stopped the bus by then. And he said, he looked up in the mirror and he said, what's going on my bus? I'm not having it. And it calmed everybody. So Pete was good to us. He watched over us. And
you didn't say, but I take it Pete was a white man?
Yes. Yeah. He owned a little corner store. Everybody know the Melton store. Pete and Lucy. And yes, he drove down. Like I said, he took care of us.
And then on the bus, did anyone, I mean, non-blacks sit by you, or did you sit by any whites on the bus?
You know, that was
that
really
first,
awkward.
First year?
That was really, yes, but they were very quiet initially. The first thing on the bus, I felt nothing but eyes and staring down, and there was a seat, and I sat in it, and I don't remember anybody sitting next to me. And I sat as close to Pete as I could. So I was like third or fourth seat. And that went along for a while. And eventually, the bus thing kind of calmed down. Some students just wouldn't sit next to you, and that's okay, because I didn't want to sit next to them either, I guess. But like anything, it kind of worked itself out. I don't remember it. I just remember that one problem on the bus. Okay. And I remember this, though. Pete pulled up to the high school because he had to drop off. My little brother got dropped off at the elementary school. And he got off just okay. He got back on later. Okay. Little kids haven't developed. Younger children have not developed whatever they develop. But when I got to Louisa County High, I remember thinking, but once your kids get off my bus, I can't help you. And I remember getting off the bus, and I don't know if you remember this, but there was a sea of white faces. And as I got off the bus and was moving into the building, they just kind of parted like the Red Sea. And I walked in, and I remember we had our stepping orders about where to go and what to do and whatever. And we ended up in General Assembly and listened to our principal speak. And I remember being lost. I had to find my classroom. And oddly enough, big surprise, there were three of us in the ninth grade, and all three of us got separated. We each had a different homeroom. And mine was way down there. I don't know if you remember, but mine was way down in the agriculture room. It was separated from the rest of the school. So I was late getting to class, and I remember almost crying because I couldn't get to that class. I couldn't find it. And someone, a teacher, stopped and said, are you lost? And I said, I'm trying to find my homeroom, and I had my little paper. And he said, oh, let me help you. So he walked me to my class, and when the door opened, the whole classroom stopped talking. And as I got to an empty seat, they broke out laughing. And I remembered sitting there, and I blinked for a second, but I just sat there, staring, and it stopped. And I found out later this little boy had said something that was funny, and I never knew what it was, and everybody laughed, and after I just sat there, it subsided. And that was my first morning at Louisa County High School.
Now, you mentioned there were two others in your freshman year ninth grade class.
Yeah.
So did you see them right away, or did you see any other familiar faces?
The only class that Kleina Taylor and Beulah Perkins, a.k.a. Pookie, had together was gym. We met up for this, I don't know if it was the fifth or sixth, I think it was at the end of the day. We had gym together, so we showered together, we took gym together. And I'm gonna give a shout out to Ma Russell. It was Miss Russell on my schedule, but everybody called her Ma, M-A, like a mother. And she came out, she was the biggest woman I'd ever seen. She was lovely, and She was another one, didn't tolerate any mess. There was never, this one girl who was on my basketball team who didn't like black people. We had a little altercation, and Ma came out there and said, "Hey, I'm not going to have this in my class. Get yourselves together and get in that gym." We got ourselves together and got in the gym. She was really, and she was my basketball coach, and our basketball coach. She was lovely.
Good. Now, you mentioned there were some white students who were friendly. What did they do that make you describe them as
being
friendly?
They would smile at you and talk to you and hand you papers with a reasonable sense of intelligence. They were, and you know, as a black person, your instinct give you feelings of what is okay. You're taught your defenses. You learn that early. And you could discern nice people. I took certain classes because we were in the academic program preparing us for college. I had a lot of the same classes, the same students. And there's a student named Tommy Thompson, Sue Martin. There were a couple of other students. I wish I could remember their names. They were really friendly, and we had fun together. We had French together. That was a lot of fun. We had Mrs. Keller. Mrs. Keller was probably the most Southern-speaking woman on the planet who taught French. So J'entre dans de cette classe was interesting. So, but we learned, and we had fun. I had fun in school. I will tell you that even though we had a few problems, I enjoyed my 4 years at Louisa High. It got better with each year. I developed friends, not like any have ever tried to contact me or vice versa, but I had school friends. I went to our 50th class reunion. I had never attended any. And, but I went to the 50th this past year. Was it this past year or a couple of years? No, a couple of years because of 2019. And I saw some of the same faces and I recognized them. And there were people who were still very friendly, same kind of friendly. Jane Woodward was friendly. There was another young lady who was like, I don't know, Nancy Maddox was always friendly. I guess they all have married names now. But and even though we were friendly, one of the friendliest people in the school was a shoemaker. I think I showed you her picture a little while ago. She was Betty Shoemaker, I think. She was like, never paid attention to color at all. And I think maybe some other people. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
No, that's fine.
Like I said, there were Kleina and Beulah and I. Well, Kleina and I, even though Beulah was there, Beulah dropped out of, she went into the business side of education, and Kleina and I stayed in the academic side. And then she went on to go to business school, and I went to VCU, and she went to Virginia State. So we kind of separated, just like students from high school. So there's nothing surprising about that, but Klein and I are still in contact. We see each other occasionally. We don't see each other very much because life happens. And I got married and moved to California. And so I lived in California. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia. And my experiences are mine, I guess I should say. And I moved back in 2016 after my father died suddenly to care for my mother. And my intentions were to come home, get her straight, get her back on her feet, and go back to Atlanta. And I'm still here caring for her. So, but I still go to Atlanta. My household goods is still down there in storage. But, and my younger son is still there. So I still have ties to Atlanta. I will say that since I've been back, I've been more involved in her care because she's gotten progressively worse. So it requires more time. So I don't interface, although I was active in other communities, I'm not as active here as I was. And it's odd, Vernon, because, well, let's say this, Louise is not as thriving as I remember it to be. It looked like it slowed up a little bit. But I will give a shout out to Floozies, the best quiche in all of the world. If you have not had their quiche, make it to Floozies. And they didn't pay me to say that.
If I can interject, going back to the teachers, you mentioned that first day you had a teacher who showed you to your homeroom. You mentioned Mar Russell, Mrs. Woodward. Now, when you think back over, again, that first year, do you think the teachers treated you, you know, differently as an aggregate than their white students? And do you think at any point you may have been treated unfairly by any of your teachers?
I don't remember that. Okay. I really don't remember teachers treating me any differently than anybody. I don't remember that. I thought the teachers were... I thought they were all very, what's the word, fair. I remember Ma Russell. I thought she was exceptional. Do you remember Miss Ruby Gibson?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember her basic phrase for everything that I still remember to this day? Keep your dictionary at your disposal at all times.
Your memory's better than mine.
That was her mantra. And it's true, even though we don't carry a dictionary, we have iPhones now. But I thought that was a pretty piece of good information to take. I had a really good biology teacher, Ms. Flynn. I thought she was... Those teachers I remember. I remember Mrs. Keller because she was fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Mrs. Keller, I didn't get her until the 10th grade. But my first year, I would say Ma Russell and Miss Gibson were the teachers that I remember most. I really do not remember who walked me to my homeroom. And I wish I did, but I don't. And so, you know, I think all in all, my experience at Louisa County High was good.
A question, did any of the teachers or administrators reach out to you proactively to ask how you're doing or do you need anything that first year? Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think... maybe I don't remember that.
Okay, that's fine.
They may have, I just don't remember it.
Okay.
I don't remember it being something that, you know, I thought that was lovely.
Okay. And you kind of already answered this, but I'll ask it anyway just to be clear. As you interacted with white students that first year, did you feel equal in most ways? Intellectually, economically, did you feel equal to them?
Did I feel equal? That's a loaded question, isn't it, Vernon?
It kind of goes to your feelings that you've got with them.
Do I feel equal?
Were they, you see them as peers or you saw them as...
After a while, I just saw them as students. I don't think equal came in it. I think that I strayed away from students who I thought maybe trying to put me down. I don't think there was ever anyone who tried to elevate me any. But I don't remember any specific, I don't remember feeling I think that I have to be honest in saying, after a while, I felt, I always thought I was a student at Louisa County High. I felt, I never felt like I did at A.G. Richardson. And I can't, and the only thing I can put my finger on is at A.G. Richardson, you went to school, you kind of felt like you were part of a family. I didn't feel like I was part of the family. I felt like I was a student at Louisa County High.
A student on equal footing as everyone?
Equal footing.
And I don't mean that as a leading question, but...
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. By the time I graduated, yeah.
Did your grades change at all from your eighth grade year at A.G. Richardson?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For the better or for the worse?
For me, I got... I did much better my first year.
First year at Louisa?
Mm-hmm. By the time I graduated, I was ready to graduate. I was ready to get out. And I was... When I say I was ready to get out... How can I say this? I had a lot of fun with those people that I hung out with. I began to feel... I just did what I had to do to get out and keep my mother off of me. But I was ready to... graduate. You see, a lot of things changed. At A.G. Richardson, we had plays and programs and fun things. When we integrated, they stopped that.
And on that point, and I was going to get to that, a good segue to it, that first year, and did you participate in any activities?
We weren't allowed. Yeah, you have to, no.
Okay, you said not allowed.
I went to school. You know, when you're in school, when you're in high school or whatever, eighth grade is the year that you go and you are initiated in being a student. Not initiated, but you become a high school student because you left elementary school at the time and you're going to high school. So by the ninth grade, you can join basketball, you can join softball, you can run track, you can join organizations. The rules are the same. So in the ninth grade, there were things we could not do until the 10th grade. I don't quite know how to verbalize that.
So no, none of the ninth grade students could...
I don't remember us joining anything.
Okay. What about after school activities? I know...
No. I got on the bus, came home.
Because you were required by your parents or because you felt you...
Because that's what we did. We got on the bus and came home. I don't remember, maybe, I'm trying to decide. I think I went to a basketball game or two. I think I went to any program that the school might have had with teachers and whatever.
How did you feel? Did you feel comfortable attending those after-school events, a game or any other program?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I don't remember feeling I don't remember.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Now, do you feel you were banned from any extracurricular activities that first year?
I don't remember being banned. I just remembered I don't ever feel like they said, don't let them in because they're black. I just thought we could not join because we had not been in the school for the requisited or requisite time. So in the 10th grade, I joined the basketball team because I had a ride to the afterwards. And sometimes, as black students, sometimes you're limited. You didn't have anybody you knew that had a car. My mother worked at night. So, you know, there are a lot of restrictions we may have had that white kids did not have. And of course, more students came over in my 10th grade year, more black students came over in my 10th grade year, and more students came in my 11th grade and my 12th grade or whatever. But by the time I was in the 12th grade, I pretty much felt like I was part of the school certainly in the middle of the 10th grade. I didn't feel like I was an anomaly like you did that first year. And I don't think I have anything else to say about that.
Now, you mentioned you were taking academic courses, which were quite challenging, the French and all those high-level subjects. Did you ever feel that you may have needed some help that maybe wasn't available to you at Louisa versus if you were at Richardson from teachers or student peers?
Oh, I like biology. I like cutting up stuff, so that wasn't an issue. I like dissecting and looking at things, and so that wasn't an issue. I liked math, but I got tired of math. And so I think I had limited understanding. I never went to a teacher to say I needed help. I came home, and because math had become algebra and geometry, I realized early neither my parents could help me with it. And by then, my brothers were off in college. So I tried to figure it out, or I tried to work it with Kleina or sometime other students. But I never, ever remembered going to a teacher. English was pretty easy. You know, we had to learn poems. It's funny. I would say to people, didn't you have to learn that? Didn't you have to memorize that? And let me tell you what I will say about Louisa County High School, to its benefit, versus now. When you left Louisa County High School, when you left the education system in Louisa County, black or white, you knew Virginia government. You knew history. You knew Virginia history as well as the United States, world history. My sons, one went to Louisa School, one went to a different school. I don't know that they were taught that. I applaud education in Louisa County then because we learned history and English and conjugating verbs and those kinds of things. And that part was easy. And of course, you know what I do now. Learning poems, I could probably recite poems I had to learn back then. Because we were taught that. And our teachers said, this is what you would do. I was taught to follow the rule. I followed the rule. And some things I gravitated to and some things I didn't.
For those who don't know, what do you do now?
I'm retired from SunTrust Banks. I ran my ex-husband's law office. And now, at 69, I'm a budding actress. I have an agent. I got an audition this morning that I will have to go and prepare for, and I will meet my tapist, and we will tape my audition and send it to Atlanta. And I'm hoping to land a role.
Good. Now, going back to 1965 again, Clearly, if your mother had not twisted your arm, you could have stayed at A.G. Richardson.
And I probably would have.
And could have graduated from A.G. Richardson in 1969. Mm-hmm. How do you think going to Louisa helped you or put you at a disadvantage versus staying at A.G. Richardson? What was the impact on your life, for the better or for the worse?
I don't know. I don't know what the rest of my school term at A.G. Richardson would have been, except I probably would have been more of a leader. I probably would have been a class officer. I still would have played basketball. I probably ran track. I would have been in theater then. I will say in all honesty, not taking anything from A.G. Richardson, because I think eventually A.G. Richardson got the same textbooks that we had at Louisa County High. I think it would have been some of the same education. More teachers would have been in my Kool-Aid, if you will. My mother wouldn't have to come to the school because they would call her, you know what I'm saying, if I had faltered or any way. But I do think that Louisa County prepared me to be a good citizen, to understand politics and how that is. I lived in California, very progressive. I lived in DC for a while, progressive, political. Then I moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Pardon me, boy, that was interesting. And then I moved to Atlanta. So I've pretty much lived in pretty progressive places. And I've lived where I'm equal. And because I'm 69 years old, there are a lot of things that I will require to be equal. And so when you are like that, you don't expect different, and you don't pay attention to what isn't. You just step up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm sure you do. So I am, and oddly enough, I will say this, I promised myself at one point I would never come back to Louisa County.
Why?
Because I remembered it not being as progressive as where I've lived. And there is a air here that kind of reminds me of my, when I was going to school in Louisa County High. You don't know this unless you're black. I don't think white people will ever understand this. Here's an example. Sometimes I would get off the bus because I knew Pete had to go pick up the elementary school, and then he would pick us up on the corner of Courthouse Road and Main Street. And I'd get back on the bus. And I would run into Bailey's with a list of things that people would want me to buy, and I'd get back out there. On the bus at Louisa High, I was Joan, a student, with certain equalness. When you went into Bailey's, you remembered all the rules your mom and dad had said. Don't touch anything. Go in, buy what you're going to buy, and get out. So I did that and got out, which was good for a person who had to catch a bus. But there was an air that said, you are not accepted as well as white children. So mind your manners, don't do anything that will cause attention and get you in trouble.
Did you see that in any other businesses in Louisa?
All of them. All of them. I only say Bailey's because it was still here until recently, and it broke my heart that it left. And it was kind of disconcerting to walk in and see that it was a drugstore and that's it. Because you used to get all kind of stuff in there. All of the stores were like that. What I'm saying is, even though the air is a little better, the air is still in Louisa County a little bit. It's a little bit there. I am grateful and happy for a lot of the progression that I see. And
so that discrimination you observed then, and you may sense some of it now, who carries the burden for that now? Who do you think is
all of us do? Every last one of us do.
All of us meaning white and black?
White and black. And see, I almost didn't say it because you'll say, Joan, what are you doing, you know, to change that? And because I believe I have a life outside of caring for my mother, which I get in my car and go to, and I think that Louisa County has made progressions, and like when I went into Bailey's this time for the first time to pick up my mother's meds a couple years ago, the lady said, you're Joan Quarles. I would have never gotten that when I was in school, back in 65 to 66. You're Joan Quarles. I said, yes, I am. And when you browse through the stores, you know, it's not the same pal, but...
Did this person recognize you from being at Louisa County High School?
I think so, but I also think it's because she knows my family. And the word was out, Joan Quarles is back in the black community, even though this person is white. And, you know, this is a small town. Everybody knows everybody. And they'll go, oh, Joan Quarles is back. I remember going to the class reunion, and people walked up to me and said, I remember you in school, and I remembered them. And it was lovely, but at the same time, there was a group of people who sat over here and just looked. And that's what I'm saying. There are still really progressive thinking, positive, energetic, don't care if I'm black or whatever. But then there is a group of people who are still in that time. And I think that's what I'm saying.
So that group that sat over there, obviously they knew you because you were...
I mean,
the only black in that class.
Right? How could you not? And when I first walked in, I think I was the only black person who returned for the... And then I think another couple of people... Oh, Ralph came. And I think another female came. But there were people who would like say, oh, I remember you. And I'd never been back to one of the reunions before. So I'm saying that there is a lot of progression that has been made. And it's unlike when I'm in Atlanta or when I lived in California, where you don't feel it.
Is there anything you want to share, and you've shared a lot, that I haven't asked before we wrap up?
What is it that you didn't ask that you'd like
I
to know?
I think I've asked everything on my list.
After I said all that, I think I will settle in Louisa. Eventually. I am pursuing being an actor. I decided this year that I was going to join SAG. I've gotten more work until COVID. I've wanted to act my whole life. Since I can remember acting in church. And I got an opportunity to do it. And I have an opportunity to do it. But when I leave my work, now I'm looking forward to coming back to Louisa. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And it's not just because I'm taking care of my mom. But I've gotten remarried.
Congratulations.
And he is pretty special. And he would never live in Atlanta. But fortunately, my agents allow me to do what I do. They know that I will be in Atlanta the second they need me. And or wherever I'm having to film, like just before Christmas, I was in Clearwater, Florida, doing a commercial. So, you know, I get a little work. I'm always excited to get it. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to my parents. I'm grateful for the experience I had at Louisa County High School. I think that everything you do prepare you for what you go to next. I am grateful that Louisa is my home. And it took my mother getting sick and me coming back for me to realize that Louisa County is my home with its good and bads, with its progressions and not. And I think this is lovely that you ask us about going to Louisa County High School. I have the majority of my memories are good. And look at me.
You look
I'm
good.
A product of Louisa County High School. And up my rearing was in Louisa County High School. So my upbringing and so here I am.
Great.
Thank you, Vernon.
Thank you, Joan. I'm glad you shared.
I probably talked too much, which has been my problems
well,
in school.
Well, that's the purpose. We want to capture it all.
I will tell you, that was Joan is a good student, but she talks too much. We need to get together and talk about Joan's talking. So I've had that issue my whole life.
Great. So, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Really appreciate that, John.
I don't know.
No.
I probably talked more than you wanted me to.
No, that's why you're here.
So.